Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Standing in the Gap.
Speak the Word.
According to Jeremiah 3:15 in Amplified Bible, God says, I will give you spiritual shepherds after my own heart in the final time who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. Paul encourages us to give double honor to those who teach and preach, according to 1 Timothy 5:17. I also pray that all other ministers listening to this program will know that God has called you. You might also need to know that you do not have to be a minister in order to pray for a person. God will always use anyone who is willing to be used. You know, friends, we're living in a time where we need all the voices we can get in sharing God's Word. From the Voice Translation, in Ephesians 6:10 through 11, it says, Finally, brothers and sisters, draw your strength and might from God. Put on the full armor of God to protect yourselves from the devil and his evil schemes. In verse 12, he says, We're not waging war against enemies of flesh and blood alone. No, Paul said. He said, This battle is against tyrants and against authorities. And let me stop here and emphasize this. A lot of people are not aware that we are in a battle, brothers and sisters. However, we really are in a spiritual battle, and we're in this battle for our lives. And I repeat, we're in this battle for our very own lives. There's a lot of things coming toward us in the years to come, and I would say maybe even the months to come, but especially in the years to come. There's a lot of things going on that some of us don't even know about, but it is a spiritual battle. And these things are to take us out. It's part of the devil's plan to take each one of us out. And this is why we need to be head to toe, from head to toe in the full armor of God so that we can resist. Resist him during these evil days and be fully prepared to hold your ground, to stand your ground. Hallelujah. He said to take also the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Saints, although the devil and his demons are destined for destruction, we all know what his end is because we know that hell was created for Satan.
That's right.
Hallelujah. In Matthew 25:41 in New King James Bible, it says, Then he will say to those on the left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels.
Yeah.
It was not created for you, brothers and sisters. It was created for Satan and his angels. So even though we're all aware of the fact that his destination is destruction, we're all aware of that, there are serious threats right now. My point is there are serious threats that must be resisted and addressed. Paul was saying that the best offensive weapons to have are the words of God and prayer. And brothers and sisters, as you look around or turn your TV or radio on, you can see that we're entering a time when we're going to need this knowledge that God's Word provides for us more than ever. Amen. All of us are aware of the war in Israel. And it was 50 years ago when they were at war. And I know that this really has something to do with Jesus coming.
Thank you.
You know, I don't think it's going to be another 50 years for another. And I think that we need to get a hold, get the knowledge of God, because the only thing that's going to protect us from the evil is the Word of God. And having that engrafted in every part of our bodies, from head to toe, just put on your full armor of God from head to toe and just have that Word engrafted in you, because that's the only thing that has the power. Because according to the Word of God, God is His Word. It tells us that in the Gospel of John in chapter 1. He said, in the beginning was the Word of God. The Word is with God, and God is the Word. So anytime you're speaking the Word's coming out of your mouth. When you're speaking scriptures and what God says, it's Him. That's why the Word has so much power when you speak it. And that was the message that the Lord, word that the Lord gave me, I guess, about 13 years ago now, that the Speak the Word ministry that He gave me as a part of my new ministry. And the new program that I'm just going to begin for TV is called Make the Word Alive, right, presented by Speak the Word Ministry, because it's my understanding, and I know the Lord gave me, He always gives me the title to everything I do. Right. As a matter of fact, I've been praying for how He wanted to proceed in this for months, and then out of just nowhere, He gave it to me, Make the Word Alive.
All right.
And that's really what you do, brothers and sisters. When you're preaching the Word of God, and when your pastor's preaching the Word of God, and she preaches it in such a way that you can understand what the Word is saying, then the Word comes alive in your heart, in your spirit. And that's what we really want to do. We want the Word to come alive. So I knew, even though at the time I thought, well, I don't know about that, but I immediately wrote it down and stuck it on a sticker. And when God speaks, I'm a firm believer, when God speaks to you or speak to me, write it down. Write it down, date it, whatever, because God's Word is powerful, and even if it doesn't mean anything to you, write it down, because He will explain it to you.
Amen.
You will use it, believe me. When we're going to need this knowledge that God's Word provides for us more than ever before, I think we're going to need it for more than ever before. The knowledge of God's Word and how to keep yourselves armed with God's armor, and the best one to help us do that is our pastor, and keeping our nose in the Word of God. Your pastor cannot do it all. I cannot do it all. No pastor can do it all, but we do our part. And then it's left up to you to do your part. Are you hearing me? We have to all be a part of this. It's going to take a lot of your time keeping your nose in the Word instead of your nose where it doesn't belong. We all put our nose in a lot of places that really doesn't belong. Most people, you know, we're all guilty. I mean, I'm not standing up here saying I'm not guilty. And the Lord, you know, He will say to you, what's that to you? You know, when you're going to say something, it's none of my business, in other words. So He's saying, you know, what's that to you? I said, well, it's none of my business, Lord. And I've had to pray a lot about that none of my business joke. You see things or you hear things and you got to immediately give them your opinion. But God's not interested, so. Anyway, most people have their nose stuck so much in the news and Facebook and everything else that's going on that they don't have time to hear what God has to say.
That's right.
And that's everyone. Some have developed habits, really, that the only time they call out to Him is when they need Him.
Uh-huh.
Think about that. You know, we don't want to wait until the war begins or things happen or until you lose everything you've got or your health is gone or whatever before you call out to the Lord. If you do this, if you speak healing on a daily basis or finances on a daily basis, then you'll never do without. You'll always be prepared when the enemy hits you with something, because he's the one that brings destruction. He's the one that has come to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right.
And so when the enemy hits you with that, you'll be prepared. You'll have your armor on. My grandson just went into the Air Force. You know, he had to be trained so that when the time comes, he'll be ready. We can't be ready. You know, it's kind of like the six women with the oil. You know, three was ready, three weren't. I want to be ready. But thank God we have a loving Father that loves us and is there to help us. And He's faithful. He says even when we're unfaithful, he's still faithful. Praise God. In 2 Timothy 2:13, an Amplified Bible says, if we are faithless, do not believe, and are untrue to him, he remains true, faithful to his word and his righteous character, for he cannot deny himself. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, I thank you that it is written that you have blessed us with shepherds after your own heart, who will feed us with knowledge and understanding, who have been anointed to stand in the gap and have been called to train up your soldiers for these end times. I pray that all those listening will understand that they do not have to be a minister to pray for someone, that you, Lord, will use anyone who is willing, anyone who will step out in faith. I also pray that my brothers and sisters will recognize that you, Lord, need all the voices you can get to proclaim the gospel. For we are running short on time, and his children are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I pray that you won't let Satan take advantage of you because of your lack of knowledge of God's word. Stay in the word. Know who you are in Christ Jesus and what belongs to you. Remember, greater is he who is in you than he is in this world. So stay alert at all times. Be careful about the messages that you feed on, and make sure that, like the Bereans, you will know that it is sound doctrine and not just a feel-good message, so you won't fall for all the trinkets they try to sell you in order to receive a blessing from God. Know this, you can't buy God's blessings. You can't buy him. He is not for sale. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.